It's music's greatest decade, beginning with Billboard's number one hit on January 7th, 1950, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and ending with Frankie Avalon's Why on December 28th, 1959. The 1950s was truly music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles from 1950 through 1959, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds of the 50s, or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with the songs from another year of the 1950s, music's greatest decade.
The group The Platters, starting us off tonight on Music's Greatest Decade with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It was recorded in 1958 for their album Remember When and became a number one hit on January 19th, 1959. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and this is Music's Greatest Decade. We feature the number one songs of the 1950s year by year. Tonight, it's 1959, and the British invasion is just a few more years away. Elvis has one more song on this year's chart. The Fleetwoods and Frankie Avalon have two apiece. Two instrumentals occupied the top spot on Billboard's list during 1959, and of course, we have at least one novelty song to play for you tonight. Stagger Lee, also known as Stago Lee and other variants of that word, is a popular folk song about the murder of Billy Lyons by Stag Lee Shelton in St. Louis at Christmas time in 1895. The song was first published in 1911 and first recorded in 1923. The version you'll hear in a second by Lloyd Price reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100 list in February 1959 and stayed on top for four consecutive weeks. Here's Lloyd Price.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Became Frankie Avalon's first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, where it spent 5 weeks atop the survey. The song also reached number 10 on the R&B chart. In 1976, Avalon released a new disco dance version of Venus. This helped revive the singer's career, as his success had been waning prior to that. The re-recording of Venus, peaking at number 46 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart and at number 1 on the Easy Listening chart. Avalon's quote about the Venus remake, "Well, it was all right, but I still prefer the original." Let me give you a little bit of a cut of the Venus dance version, 1976. I guess too old to play. Something's gone wrong here, but let's move on. The next one, by the Fleetwoods, "Come Softly to Me."
Dum-dee-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, dooby-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, dooby-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, dooby-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, dooby-doo-dum-dum.
Come softly, darling, come softly, darling, come softly, darling, come softly. Come softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day.
I want you to know, I love you so. Please hold me so tight. All through the night
I speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited so long for your kisses and your love. Please come to me.
Come softly, darling, come softly, darling, come.
I need you so much. Wanna feel your warm touch. Dum 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 do dum 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 do dum.
Come Softly to Me is one of two Fleetwood songs to make it to the top spot on Billboard's 1959 chart, staying a collective 5 weeks on top. Come Softly to Me was written and composed by Gretchen Christopher, Barbara Ellis, and Gary Troxell. Recording the song at home, the group sang a cappella with the rhythmic shaking of Troxell's car keys. The tape was then sent off to an L.A. studio, where sparse instrumental accompaniment was added, including an acoustic guitar.
Thank you.
The Happy Organ, the first of two instrumentals that climbed to the top spot in 1959. This one made famous by Dave Baby Cortez. Cortez co-composed it with noted celebrity photographer James Krigsman and frequent collaborator Kurt Wood. The song originally featured lyrics and was intended to be sung accompanied by a piano and an organ. Cortez recorded a vocal for it, but was really unhappy with the result. He spotted an organ in the studio and decided to play just the song's melody on it. The Happy Organ was Cortez's second single for Clock Records.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Kansas City is a rhythm and blues song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller in 1952 and first recorded by Little Willie Littlefield the same year. 7 years later, Kansas City became a chart-topping hit for Wilbert Harrison in 1959. Kansas City is one of Lieber and Stoller's most recorded tunes with more than 300 versions out there, several of which appeared on the R&B and pop records charts. After each loss, the Kansas City Royals play Harrison's Goodbye Kansas City over the Kauffman Stadium speakers. Written by Jimmy Driftwood, The Battle of New Orleans describes the battle from a perspective of an American soldier with a rather light comedic tone. The singer most often associated with this song is the guy you'll hear in a second, Johnny Horton. His version scored number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart on June 1, 1959, and stayed put for an incredible 6 weeks before it was replaced by Lonely Boy by Paul Anka.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them greeting
beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Go down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Go down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it. Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Written and recorded by Paul Anka, a song he also sang in the film Girls Town. When released as a single, it topped the Billboard Hot 100 list, becoming Anka's first song to do so, although he had earlier topped Billboard's Best Sellers in Stores chart with Diana. Next up, Elvis Presley released A Big Hunk of Love as a single on June 23, 1959, and was revived by Presley in 1972 during his engagements in Vegas. Elvis performed A Big Hunk of Love for the last time on January 26, 1974. A Big Hunk of Love appeared on the 1959 compilation album entitled 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong, and the 2002 career retrospective Elvis 30 Number One Hits.
Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom. All the chapel bells were ringing.
Boom.
'Twas a great day in his life.
Boom.
'Cause the songs that they were singing,
boom,
was for Jimmy and his
boom,
wife.
Boom.
Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing,
oh,
in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing,
oh,
to our good old Jimmy Brown.
Little Jimmy Brown.
And the little congregation,
boom,
prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation. May his soul find the salvation
of thy great eternal love.
That's the song entitled The Three Bells, a.k.a. the Jimmy Brown song, a.k.a. Little Jimmy Brown, or simply Jimmy Brown. But whatever you call it, it hit number one on Billboard's Hot CW Science chart and the Billboard's Hot 100 chart on August 24th, 1959, residing there for 4 weeks. The version by the Browns also hit number 10 on Billboard's Hot R&B Sides chart. The song describes three stages of Jimmy Brown's life: his birth, his marriage, and his death. The Browns' male vocalist, Jim Ed Brown, coincidentally had the same name as the song's character.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Brothers Santo and Johnny Farina on steel guitars with their Uncle Mike D playing the drums with Sleepwalk, our second instrumental on our list of number one songs of 1959 on Music's Greatest Decade. As children, both Santo and Johnny were encouraged by their dad, Tony Farina, to learn the steel guitar and write their own songs. This music would then be recorded on a Webcore tape recorder their father had bought them for Christmas. Unable to fall asleep one night after a gig, the Farina brothers decided to write some music, using the tape recorder to first record the harmonies to what would become Sleepwalk. After adding and finalizing the steel guitar, Johnny Farina believed they had a hit. So he spent a year and a half inquiring with various music publishers, about the possibility of professionally recording Sleepwalk. The Canadian-American record label said yes, and the rest is music history.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight you dare. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in.
The Knife, introduced to the U.S. hit parade by Louis Armstrong in 1956, but most closely associated with that guy, Bobby Darin. He recorded his version at the Fulton Studios in New York City on December 19, 1958, and 10 months later, on October 5, 1959, that single reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, remained there for 9 consecutive weeks before being knocked off of Billboard's Mountain by the Fleetwoods with Mr. Blue in November.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue. I'm Mr. Blue. When you say you love me,
Mr. Blue,
then prove it by going out on the sly. Mr. Blue, when you say you're sorry, then turn around, heading for the lights of town, hurting me through and through.
Call me Mr. Blue.
I stay at home at night.
Phone call,
and I won't hurt my pride.
Call
call me Mister. I won't tell you. While you paint the town,
Mister Blue,
a bright red to turn it upside down. I'm painting it too, but I'm painting it blue. Call me Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue was written by Dwayne Blackwell and turned into a number one hit by the Fleetwoods, reaching number one on November 16th, but staying just a week. Remember, it was the Fleetwoods' second chart-topping hit of the year 1959. The first was Come Softly to Me.
Heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you came back again. You came back but never meant to stay. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Heartache number three was when you called me and said that you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart I waited for you, knocked on the door. I waited but you must have lost your way. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
That song, Heartaches by the Number, was a big hit for Guy Mitchell in 1959. It reached the number one spot on Billboard's Hot 100 chart for the weeks of December 14th and December 21st, and also was Guy Mitchell's last top 40 single on any Billboard chart. And finally, tonight, Frankie Avalon's second number one hit of 1959 and our last song on Music's Greatest Decade. Remember, in our promo, Michelle tells you that Music's Greatest Decade begins with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry in 1950 and ends with this tune, Why, by Frankie Avalon in 1959. Why went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, published the week of December 28, 1959, and stayed there for just 1 week through January 6, 1960. But it made that number one single the last one of 1950 and the first one of 1960. It also became the first number one single of the 1960s on the Cashbox magazine chart. As always, thanks for spending some time with us tonight. We leave you now with Why by Frankie Avalon. So long, everybody.
Why?
always love you so. Why? Because you love me. No broken hearts for us, 'cause we love each other. And with our faith and trust, there could be no other. Why? 'Cause I love you. Why? 'Cause you love me. I think you're awfully sweet. Why? Because I love you. You say I'm your special treat. Why? Because you love me. The perfect love, yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me all the time.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Because you love me.
Yes, you love me.
We found the perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me. I love you and you love me. We'll love each other, dear.
Listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles from the 1950s on Music's Greatest Decade.